Yes, Peter, you will agree with me that my government, Kenya government, has really tried to assist the Somalians coming into Kenya in various camps. We had set up three camps in a place called Dadaab. Dadaab was designed within those three camps to have the capacity of 30,000 refugees each. That gives us a total of 90,000 refugees within Dadaab. Well, within those three camps, it is now, we are now overwhelmed, and we have outstretched the capacity of 90,000 to the tune of 379,000 refugees within those three camps. I want you to note that we also constructed another camp, which is known as Info 2. Info 2 camp, which was opened recently by the Prime Minister, will also carry 40,000 refugees. The biggest problem we are facing is that majority of Somalians are running away from their country into Dadaab camps in search of food and in order to get medicine. I was suggesting on behalf of Kenyan government that the ministry, my ministry, which is Interior Ministry, had already petitioned AU is the African Union, together with the international community, to allow us to have a camp 4 kilometers inside the Somalia, because majority of these fellows who are coming into Dadaab are people who are coming to look for food. They are hungry and to look for medicine. So we were thinking that it will be imperative for us to have those supplies within Somalia in order for us to avoid the insecurity bit. Let me also emphasize on one thing, that the reason why we are adamant that we do not go on constructing other camps is because we have the Amazon, we have the peacekeepers within Somalia, primarily within Mogadishu. So even if we relocate these people into Somaliland, about 4 kilometers away from Dadaab, because majority of them are looking for food, they are hungry, and they are looking for medicine, we were thinking that the same international community will be able to supply those basic necessities to them within the Somalia land.
Some Kenyans have expressed concern of the fear that Islamic insurgents, including Al-Shabaab, could infiltrate and cause instability in Kenya. Is this why your government is adamant in asking the rest of the international community, as well as the African Union, to help build refugee camps inside Somalia instead of your country, Kenya?
Pete, can I just elaborate on the reasons why we want relocation to be done? First of all, there is environmental degradation within the camps. You know, we have sunk about 24 boreholes within that area in order for them to get water. Now, if you get the environmental experts to come to Dadaab, they will definitely advise on the closure of that particular camp. Now, we are saying that because majority of those who are coming as refugees in Dadaab are people who are not running away from the insecurity. The majority of them are running away because of hunger. So we were suggesting that we want to decongest the Dadaab. We were trying to decongest Dadaab area, which houses three camps. Well, that's when we opened the new camp in the name of Info 2. Info 2 can only manage to carry 40,000 people. 40,000 people compared to 379,000, it is an exercise in futility. What that means is that we will be opening and constructing new camps. If every year we are expecting to get 120,000 refugees coming into Kenya. And we were saying, and we suggesting, and we petitioned African Union, that we would request that you relocate some of the refugees to a third country. The third country can be where you are in USA. The third country can be in Britain. The third country can be in our neighboring, which includes Ethiopia, which includes Sudan, which includes Uganda, which includes Tanzania, Burundi, and Rwanda. So what we are saying is that we have tried as much as possible on humanitarian grounds to sustain the influx of the refugees within Kenya. And let me tell you, just if I go by what you are asking, the fear that the Al-Shababs of Somalia, the Al-Qaedas of Somalia, might also find way of coming into Kenya looking for food and eventually having those negative activities within Kenya. We are not ready to have that kind of insecurity in a 40 million population which we are having in Kenya. And that is our biggest fear. And you know, Al-Shabaab is not a Kenyan affair. It is not a regional affair. It is a global affair. We need assistance. And that is why we are saying that we are not going to open the borders for any Tom, Dick, and Harry. The security is paramount. The security is our first priority within the Kenyan side.
Well, on humanitarian grounds, Honorable Ojodi, why wouldn't Kenya cooperate with other humanitarian agencies to help address some of these concerns that you are addressing? What has been the response so far since you put the petition to them, including the African Union and the rest of the international community?
Let me tell you, when we had the director of the UNHCR, we did indicate to him that we are overwhelmed. And he did accept. And actually, he said that, yes, it is prudent for us to look for elsewhere. And we also suggested to him, which I think he did agree with, that we need to relocate some of these refugees, especially those who are coming in and staying within Dadaab, that for those who are coming because of hunger, those who want the supply of relief food, we can do that exactly within Somalia. I know the name or the status will change from refugees and to what we call IDPs, because they are internally displaced. So what we are arguing about is that for purposes of restoring law and order, look at the number of security personnel which is required by us to maintain within that area. I must appreciate what the UNHCR has so far done in order for us to have the 400,000 refugees with meager resources and the shortage of equipment and everything else to sustain law and order within that area. We are just appealing, and our appeal is that we need to relocate and decongest the Dadaab area, which is over-congested. It is so overpopulated that it will not be possible for sustainability. And I said that even if we open the I-42, that will only carry 40,000 refugees, which is not sustainable. It will be an exercise in futility, and it will require us to open more other refugee camps. That's why we are petitioning to African Union and to the international community, that as well as the well-wishers, that we consider opening a refugee camp in a third country.
Now, have you contacted your neighboring countries, including Uganda, countries in the EAC, to help with this effort so far?
That is why we petitioned the AU. AU is African Union, which houses Uganda, Tanzania, Burundi, Rwanda, and all these fellows. We don't have to go individual countries. We have to go through the umbrella of AU.